watching in D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. Today is Tuesday, October 12th. I don't know where I got that from. 2010. I'm your host, Mike Chilson. And gosh, I'm glad you could listen to the show tonight. If you're listening live, we're glad you're with us. If you're listening to the podcast, we're glad you could listen to us that way too. Man, can you believe we're already into the middle of October? Where's this year gone? Tonight we got a really, really special guest. A good friend of mine's visiting me from Sweden, and I wanted to bring him on. You all know him as Sweeper on the website, but I'm going to try and pronounce his name, so if I screw it up, let me know, okay? let's give a big RCSB welcome to Johan, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show.
Thank you, Mike, and that was really close. It's pronounced Johan.
Johan. I just can't get that rolling R, you know? It's just...
I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's my southern accent, you know?
I think so, too.
Well, look, I'm glad you could join us tonight. You know, what we try and do here on the show is about once a month we bring a builder that's on the site onto the show, and we kind of talk about what they're working on and maybe... some things that they've learned and maybe give some tips, you know, to new builders. It's really convenient and great that you're here in the States visiting, so we're able to take advantage of that and get you on the show here. I'll tell you what, to get things started off, why don't you tell folks a little bit about maybe how you got started in RC modeling?
Well, way long back when I was in school, I was about 11, 12 years old. I started to fly those free flight sailplanes, and it went on, and I got more and more interested. And finally, I bought my first transmitter, and well, I put it into another bigger sailplane and started to fly that one and taught myself, and then. I went on and started to get interested in girls and such things. So I dropped the RC stuff for a long time until I think it was in 2003, I brought it up again and started to build. I bought a Svensson stock kit. And from that, well, I've been building since that.
I got you. Well, that's pretty neat. You know, it's funny how we all go through that time when we kind of get away from it for a bit. But hey, look, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, and maybe ask Sweeper a question or have a comment, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, or shoot us an email at live@rcskillbuilder.com. And I think we have a caller holding. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Maybe not. Okay. Well, once again, if you'd like to join in the conversation, give us a call. The number's right there where you're listening on the Warbird Radio pop-up there, and you can give us a call. We'd love to have you. Well, let's move it along a little bit. Let's see. Currently, you're working on a really large PBY Catalina. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about that, and maybe give us, you know, the size and how you're going to finish it, and so on and so forth. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I could do that. It actually started back in 2003 when I bought an RC magazine, which I think it was called RC Scale International. Mm-hmm. You can't find it anymore because it has been closed, unfortunately, because it was a very good magazine.
Right.
And there was a guy up in Iceland who was built one of those Catalinas, and I was thinking, oh, I would really like to build one of those. And 2 years ago, I visited another friend I have in Iceland. He showed me the plans for that plane. And so he borrowed me the plans, and I brought it back to Sweden and started to calculate if it was possible for me to build it. And, well, supposedly, it was. So I had to rearrange in my shop and start building it because the span of that plane is 158 inches. So it's wow. Quite big.
Yeah, that is big. Well, that's great. So what scheme? I know you're going to use electrics to power it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, since I'm not very fond of using fuel engines, and because of the nacelles, they are really, really, narrow.
Mm-hmm.
I found out I have to use electric motors because they fit nicely inside.
Gotcha. So what kind of finish are you going to put on this airplane?
I'm going to use one of the three the Swedish Air Force used. Almost right after the war, the Swedish government bought three Catalinas, or Cansos, from Canada. And I'm going to use one of the schemes from them.
I got you. Well, that's pretty neat. You know, one interesting thing, and for those that don't know, you have a thread on RC Scale Builder, obviously, documenting this building process. One thing that I noticed in the thread is that you're actually building your own landing gear. Has that been a learning experience for you?
Oh, yes, it has. It has been a really fun experience, but, the hardest part has been to find the material for it.
I got you.
Since I'm making the plane fully amphibious, I have to use something that could take salt water.
Right. Well, that's going to be a neat project. I look forward to seeing pictures of it when it's finished and flying. I know you've been whacking away on it for a while now, but it looks like you can see some light at the end of the tunnel, huh?
Oh, yes, and it's not a train.
That's right. I hear you. So what are some other models that you've built over the last few years? I know of a couple of them, but let's let our listeners hear a few of those.
I built I think it was the Dennis Bryant Henschel 126A1. Mm-hmm. And, well, it was my actual first scale project that I finished and flew. And I used a glow engine, but I replaced it with an electric engine. And it flew great.
Good. Well, good. You also built a vampire, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. My pride and joy.
I bet that was quite interesting, building a turbine aircraft like that from a set of plans.
Yes, it was. Not very hard to build, and it was quite an easy project to build, but the trouble is the jet engines, they need a lot of equipment.
Gotcha.
And you had to find the places for to put it inside the fuselage.
Yeah. And they probably don't like grass too much either.
Well, this one did. I did a couple of high-speed taxiing on a very rough field, and no problem at all.
Gotcha. Well, you know, that's pretty neat, though. That's a beautiful airplane. I've seen pictures of it. Well, you know, a lot of people probably wonder, you know, tell us a little bit about RC Skill in Sweden, kind of what the community's like, and, you know, how many there are, generally speaking, and what kind of planes people tend to build, those kind of things. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Well, in Sweden, we are about 6,500 people who are into flying RC models. Mm-hmm. And out of them, I will approximately guess there are somewhere around 50 who builds scale models.
Gotcha.
And out of them, there are probably half of them are competing.
Okay.
But the funny thing is that during the last 1 or 2 years, there have been an increase in people who build scale models.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Well, that's good. You know, you and I were looking at some traffic numbers for the site today, and it was kind of interesting that there were as many people from Sweden viewing the site as more than I thought there would be, you know, and that was really encouraging. Folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, heck, give us a call. Pick up your cell phone and give us a call at 478-787-4768. Or if you have Skype on your PC that you're listening on, just punch in Warbird Radio and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to say about some of Sweeper's builds, if you've checked them out or whatever. I know some of our buddies are out there listening tonight, so we expect you to call in and say hello, at least, if you haven't already. Let's move on a little bit. What advice would you give someone new starting in scale building?
I would give the advice to, if you haven't chosen any project yet, choose a simple one. Not throw yourself into building like a Spitfire or Mustang. Choose a P-47. It's a very stable plane to build and fly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And sorry?
I just said yes. I was agreeing.
Don't be afraid to ask people about to get advice how to build and to solve problems, because you always run into some kind of problem. But most guys who are into the scale building are very happy to help.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, that's one cool thing about RC Scale Builder, I think, and I think you would agree with me on that, is that everyone there is very helpful.
Oh, yes.
And more than willing to help out, you know?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. You know, it's interesting to have you on the show and let folks hear, you know, your voice and kind of put a voice to a name. And, you know, it was great having you on tonight. Any final words about maybe RC Scale in Europe or in Sweden, for that matter?
Well, I don't think I have that much to say then. It's the people who are building are increasing, and that's the real fun part.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole today.
I got you. That's great. I'm glad to hear that too. And I appreciate all your help in spreading the word about Skill over in Sweden. And I know you put forth quite an effort to do that there.
I'm just glad to help, be able to help you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we all try and give something back to this hobby, and I think if we all did that, those sort of things, then you know, it'd be a fantastic hobby. And you know what? I think we have a caller. How about that? Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. This is Chris from South Carolina. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to ask a quick question about the seaplane that he's building. I was curious as to what kind of finish he's going to use on it to be able to stand up to running it in salt water.
For me it was a new paint. I have never used it before. It's the class coat. Since the Swedish paint is all natural aluminum, I will try the class coat's aluminum finish.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna obviously fiberglass the airplane, right?
Oh yes. Yeah. First fiberglass it, and then use that paint.
Okay.
That was my question.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for calling, Chris. And hey, it was a pleasure meeting you again in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Great show. See ya.
All right. Take care. All right, well, that was Chris from the Carolinas calling in. Got to meet him at Warbirds over Atlanta. That was really cool. Also, one other thing while we're on the air, you know, a lot of people, I get questions all the time about your avatar on the website.
My avatar.
Yeah. Wanting to know why you have a picture of the Quiznos sub baby named Bob as your avatar. Would you like to explain to people, or would you like me to?
I can explain it. Because I'm from Sweden, we have some strange letters in our alphabet. And one of those is the second one in my name. And nobody over here can pronounce it correctly.
Right.
So everybody translates my name, Göran, into the more easier to say, Bob.
That's right. We just call you Bob.
Exactly. So I listen to both.
That's right. And I think Todd Burley had a hand in getting you that avatar, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's to blame.
That's right. Well, buddy, look, I appreciate you coming on the show. And you know what? I have really enjoyed your visit here this year.
It's fun to be on the show, and I've been very glad that you will have me here.
It was my pleasure, and we had a great time, folks. We were at the Rally of Eagles this weekend down in Navarre Beach, Florida, and we had a fantastic time. I tell you, it was fantastic.
Yes, it was. It was really fun to be there, down there, and see all those beautiful planes.
That's right. Hey, we got a email from Nigel. He wants to know how is your building table doing with the humidity in Alabama?
Oh, it's getting along quite well. I think it will fall off any day now.
That's right. Actually, it's not real bad right now, Nigel. The humidity is fairly low this time of year. But man, if he would have come in July, I think he would have been beardless. I think it would have been a voluntary shaving there.
I don't know that. I like my beard.
I hear you. Well, all right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really appreciate it. And I'm sure everyone enjoyed getting to hear a little bit about what you're working on. And for those of you that don't know, tell them what you do for a living. This is very interesting.
Oh, I work as a chimney sweep engineer. That makes me inspect and judge how the condition is in the chimneys.
That's right. You know, so my theory about this is that he does so well at it and has been doing it for so long. And the reason is because they just tie a rope to his feet and run him up and down the chimney with that beard.
Well, how could I otherwise inspect the chimneys?
All right, my friend. Well, look, thanks again. I appreciate you coming on the show. And folks, stick around. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have David Mahaffey with the new Inside RCSB segment coming up. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. Part one.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
We're so close to the Pentagon. Sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and dang it, we're glad you could join us. We sure are glad you could listen in tonight. I hope you're listening live. If you're not listening live and you're listening to the podcast, we're glad you're listening that way, too, because, you know, this show's for you guys, and we enjoy doing it for you. As I told you folks a couple of weeks ago, we've got several segments now that we rotate through each week, and we're not trying to confuse you. We just want to make sure that we get plenty of time between people's segments to give them time to do it. And this week, we're premiering a new one with a good friend of ours, David Mahaffey, and it's called Inside RCSB. Good evening, David. Are you with us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where's the intro music, bud?
Well, you know, I could like do a snoring sound or something for you.
Hey, that's more like it.
Well, look, let's tell folks a little bit about what the segment's going to be about. Why don't you fill people in on what you're going to be talking about during this segment?
Well, you know, Mike, I'm trying to feel my way out on this here, but, you know, what I'm trying to do is kind of locate, you know, some builds that don't get quite the attention as some of the others out there that have a lot of good information in them.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, there's quite a few, and quite a few I've passed over until I started looking. So.
I got you.
You know, so this is probably more of a work in progress, as I probably will expand it out a little bit as the more I do it. So.
I got you. Well, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, tonight I have a build that's in the scratch build forum. Mm-hmm. And the build title is the RS-14 Fiat. Mm. And the author of this build thread is, and I know I'm going to hack this last name, but it's Robert Kraling. Does that sound about right?
That sounds right.
He goes by King George on the website. And he is scratch building the RS-14. And he started this about 2 years ago, 2008, I believe. And he's just doing, from what I've seen, a phenomenal job.
Right.
He's posted pictures of the plans he's drawn up, and he uses a lot of the typical construction methods that you would expect to see in a lot of kits, as well as going above and beyond, you know, more advanced stuff. He utilizes a lot of G10 material, and you know, it's just an all around good build, and you know, if you get a chance, you really ought to take a chance and check it out.
Absolutely, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that's the big twin on floats, isn't that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
He's just done an excellent job with it.
I got you, and
I can just imagine the alignment nightmare he has with the floats and the engines.
Yeah, I bet it is a nightmare. Well, that's pretty neat. Well, that's super. You know, we appreciate you coming on and doing this, because, like you said, there's a lot of threads that are maybe not quite as high profile, but have some really, really good information in them. And, you know, we're all short on time, obviously, but it's great that you can come on and point some of these out. And, of course, we'll have this information posted, a link to the thread in the episode thread on rcscalebuilder.com for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for coming on the show, David. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to hearing about your next thread that you talk about on the next time you're on the show.
Okay.
All right, pal?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David.
Hey, you too.
All right. That was David Mahaffey joining us with Inside RCSB segment. And he will be back in 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, with another one, and we'll get him on for sure. Matt, are you here with us tonight, or are you, you know, eating dinner or whatever while you run the board?
No, I'm here. I was hoping you'd bring back Goran. Goran. How do you say it?
Jorhan. I can't roll my R.
I like it. I thought it was really great. I thought it was interesting. That's the first Swedish person we've had on the program, and I thought he did really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll get some more international visitors on the show.
Just glad that nobody went childish and asked him to sing the Swedish Chef song. So.
Well, you know what time it is, Matt?
What time is it, Mike? Tell me what time it is.
It is time for the Meister Trivia question.
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to say something else, but okay. It's no, time for that.
I am not Morris Day. Okay.
All right. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for it.
All right. Well, tonight we're giving away, as usual, a bottle of medium and a bottle of thin ZA sap, Zap CA glue. I can't talk tonight for some reason. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my adult beverage. I think that's what
I can tell. I can tell you didn't have it tonight, but... I'm ready.
Okay. Well, if you know the answer to this question, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call at 478-787-4768, and two bottles of Zap Glue will be in the mail to you.
Okay.
And we'll throw in a Arrow Cinema preview pack.
All right.
So this is a great set of prizes. This is actually a very, very easy question. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Go ahead and pull Google up.
Okay.
Okay. So the question this week is,
oh boy,
in honor of our Swedish guest, what was the first engine used in the Saab B-17?
Oh boy. Well, in honor of our Swedish guest, we're also changing our music tonight to the Swedish national anthem, Michael. So
okay.
All right. You ready?
Well, let's hit it, and I'll read it again.
All right.
In honor of our Swedish guest, what was the first engine used in the Saab B-17? If you think you know the answer to this, Give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call, and if you know the answer, you've won some glue and an Aerocinema DVD. So pick up the phone and give us a call. This is actually pretty easy. anyone who's who's ever used the internet for anything more than you know what most people use it for,
okay,
should be able to find the answer to this.
I think so.
So yeah, that's
I think this is Goran singing, by the way. Oh, you have a call. We have a call tonight, Mike. Let's see.
All right, let's take this call.
And we'll
good
see
evening, caller. Do you know the answer to our trivia question?
Let's see. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, hi. It's Nigel.
Hey, Nigel, how are you? Hi, you know an answer tonight?
I think so.
What is it?
It's, I believe it was a Swedish-built Pratt & Whitney Twin Wasp.
Wow. You too can find Wikipedia. I'm
you
impressed.
You emailed him the answer. I know you did, Chilton. I don't buy it for a minute. Say that again. A Swedish-built Pratt & Whitney,
Pratt,
huh?
Yeah.
Pratt & Whitney Twin Wasp.
Yeah, and my buddy will be sure and tell you that the reason that it was Swedish-built was that they had made some modifications to give it more performance.
Mm.
So,
well, of course.
I think they turned it into a Volvo engine is what it is. But I tell you, we found this question and thought it was a good one. Well, Nigel, my friend, guess what? You got some glue on the way.
Oh, I could just in the nick of time too. I could really use it.
Well, good. And plus, we'll be throwing in a Aerocinema preview pack for your DVD. That's really neat. It's got some cool programming on it. And
nice.
We may have to stick you a couple of stickers in there or something.
Okay, I will stick the sticker somewhere in prominent view.
You know, if this was not a PG-rated show, I would have a comment about that, but I won't, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, but I bet you're dying to call me after the show and tell me.
Well, thanks for calling in, Nigel. We appreciate you listening, pal.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you later.
You have such
friendly
people.
All right, folks.
Who call your show.
Do what?
You have such friendly people who call your show.
Oh, I know. We have a great time. We have nice a great people. Time. You know, that's what I love about this show. You know, RCSB is such a tight-knit community, and everyone's buddies, and you know, we just all get along great. So it's fantastic. Hey, you know, we got some upcoming events happening here, and this is brought to you by our good buddy PJ Ash at myrcevents.com. We got the Amps Aero Fest down in Homestead, Florida, October 30th. We've got Warbirds Over the Glades, November 6th and 7th in Delray Beach, Florida. Obviously, the freeze line's moving down. You can tell by the location of these events. The Southern Dawn Patrol, the big World War One gathering at Mac Hodges' place in Andersonville, Georgia. That's December 3rd and 4th. Be sure and visit MyRC Events for more upcoming events in your area, and I will post links to these events in the episode thread on rcscalebuilder.com. And Matt, I found this really cool site today called Fritz the Fox.
Fritz the Fox, huh?
and you know, it's amazing what people come up with on the internet.
Boy.
But this site actually has some really, really good scale building information on it. It has a lot of info about camouflage patterns, a lot of detail about nomenclature, all kinds of things like that. So so I'm going to post that link in the guide also.
Very cool.
But yeah, so you know, that's it, man. We're having a great time this week. Like I said, we went to the Rally of Eagles this weekend, ate some good seafood. You know, I introduced him to chili dogs, which, you know,
that's
for,
a good,
for
that's
better,
a good
yeah, for better or for worse, he really liked them. Anyway, so we've had a great time. It's been a great visit. He's heading out Friday, but hopefully we'll get a few more things. I think we're going to try and go flying tomorrow for a little while.
Good. Well, you're actually going to go fly. That's great. I think that's good.
Yeah,
good
for sure.
You,
We had a great time. Gosh, we flew your old P-47 like 8 times down at the Rally of Eagles. Wow. So it got a good work. It was perfect weather, my friend.
Just,
I mean,
really nice,
perfect.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah, so it was nice. But anyway, well, look, that's all I've got tonight.
Well,
man.
Okay, that's good enough. We had a winner for the trivia question. That's wonderful. And I think it's great, Mike. So good show,
yeah.
Buddy. Good show.
Well, look, I appreciate everyone listening tonight. We had a great time. Thanks to our guest, Bob, for coming on the show.
Good old Bob.
We really appreciate it. Old Bob, yeah. And thanks for all you listening tonight and listening to the podcast. We enjoyed it. And if you have any suggestions, shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. We would love to hear your suggestions. Well, until next week, that's going to wrap it up. And be sure and stay tuned here on Warbird Radio for more great programming all night long. And until next time, don't forget to measure twice and cut once. Good night.